Wealth and Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, GMS Inc. Welcome to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call, 1 week separated from an exceptional call that I hosted with Susan Sly. What a great call that was. Many, many comments. Thank you for your great comments. Susan unequivocally delivered outstanding content. April 4th, 1 week from tonight, I have Ron Mueller. Ron is an exceptional coach, speaker, writer, and he is an exceptional person when it comes to taxation, especially for the home business entrepreneur. Ron has been my client and friend for many, many times, and Ron creates a tax-smart home business owner. He's a speaker, educator, and author of Home Business Tax Savings Made Easy. It's an exceptional workbook that I actually have possessed since 2005, and now he has a revised version of it, and I also have that one as well. It is a must. I will be interviewing Ron next Tuesday night. On Tuesday, April 18th, I will have Mr. Brian Tracy, the author of the highly inspiring book Maximum Achievement and many other inspirational and motivational products. Brian Tracy has been a personality in the personal development world for over 40 years. It will be my absolute privilege to interview Brian 2 weeks, so it will be 3 weeks from tonight. That is going to be a great call. This Saturday, April 1st, the end of an era is about to end. The first quarter of 2017 is almost in the books. April 1st, this Saturday, I will be in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, if you know anyone in that area that would like to attend or someone you'd like to refer to that event, there's definitely room. I have a small room. There'll be plenty of opportunity for people to purchase a ticket to that event in Nashville, Tennessee, this Saturday, April 1st. April 15th, I will be in the Meadowlands, New Jersey with Alexis Romano and Dr. Joe Dispenza. It's my absolute honor to host Dr. Joe Dispenza. This will be the fifth time Dr. Joe has spoken for me in the last 11 years, so it's going to be a great opportunity. For those of you who have never seen Joe, we have a very strong California contingency that are attending that event. We also have two attendees from Alaska coming to that event, so it's going to be a great opportunity for you to receive some quantum field content, and I'm going to cover some of that content tonight. Dr. Joe is unequivocally one of the best speakers on quantum consciousness, on the brain, how to separate your feelings from events that shape them, among many, many other topics, how to effectively meditate, how to let go, and many other skills that you will receive right there live in person. On April 22nd, Frank Pecoraro is hosting me in beautiful Albany, New York. That will be Saturday, April 22nd. April 29th, I will be in Boston, Massachusetts. Abby O'Neill, who's absolutely crushing 2017. May 6th, I will be in Kansas City, Missouri, one of my hometowns, with Kaylin Hobbs. May 20th, Joe DiBianca will be hosting me in beautiful Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a city I've spoken well over 20 times. June 3rd, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. June 17th, another one of my favorite cities, Marina Del Rey, the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. July 15th, La Jolla, California. August 5th, the Millionaire Blueprint. Now, that will be Saturday, August 5th, from 12 until 4 at Bally's Hotel on the Strip. It's very close to a national convention for a company that I have many, many clients in. So that will be Saturday, August 5th, 12 to 4, Tara Romano, Jennifer Corliss Trinkner, Susan Sly, and myself. And August 26th, I will be in New Orleans, Louisiana, with Zach DeRocher. Zach also is crushing it. So those are some of the live events where I will be speaking in the very next future, up into August 2017. If you're on tonight's call and you have not ever coached with me or have considered it, I offer free 15-minute coaching calls to people who have a level of sincerity, are serious, and committed to changing the quality of their life. If you are someone who would like some content on how I can assist you as a coach, you can contact me on Facebook by sending me your phone number and what you seek for me to assist you with if I was your coach. I've coached over 12,000 clients, 60,000 hours one-on-one, and I routinely have a 12-week waiting list. So with that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. On the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset call, the last Tuesday, March 28, 2017, I picked a topic that I seldom cover, quantum consciousness, on this call. Now, I do cover it frequently at my live events, or at least touch on it, but consciousness means awareness. As you begin to let go of your anxieties, as you move into the present, as you let go of the events that shaped your feelings, and you start to be much more consciously aware of why you do what you do, you begin to understand predictability, and you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your anxieties and your addictions, your energy changes. As you begin to change your energy, your emotional vibration, your emotional etheric energy, your white light energy, your spirituality, your charisma begins to change. As you begin to live in that body that's no longer connected to past traumas, as you live in peace and pleasure, and you're able to create results and free enterprise, and also relax at the end of the day, and you're free of guilt, shame, worry, anger, hate, resentment, and any overwhelmed feelings, then you're no longer the mind-body connection that is in fight or flight or anxious. And as you begin to move in this consciously aware state, and it becomes your identity, and you begin to live in a place where you're not trying to control an outcome, and you have a very relaxed command of your emotions, you begin to change your consciousness. Now, it's this very consciousness that can lead to the 6 degrees of separation and the breakdown of cause and effect as you begin to rewire your brain and attract your reality, a different type of person, opportunity, situation, soulmate, lover, teammate, prosperity partner, any multitude of situations that fosters enlightenment. As you begin to live in an illuminated, enlightened state, in an aware state, you attract your reality easily and effortlessly, the situations that will foster your purpose. As you're no longer in control of being out of control, and you're no longer guilted into being resentful, as you let go of those energies, your energy changes and you attract different situations to your reality. Now, as you let go of the anxiety that keeps you validating, justifying, and explaining, and if you grew up with passive-aggressive parents, grandparents, siblings, brothers, sisters, if you were molested, traumatized, sexually abused, ridiculed, taunted, bullied on a playground, end up not being good enough, there's a high probability that your communication style will foster a communication that's checked out, overwhelmed, and you'll have challenges articulating your feelings into words. Now, as you begin to have a better understanding of why you do what you do, and especially as you understand predictability and why other people do what they do, then you can separate your feelings from the events, and once again, your consciousness raises. Now, as you start to really step into your power, this is when your consciousness starts to quantify. This is how your energy begins to shift and change. There's a simple, subtle shift on who shows up. This explains the phenomenon of what happens in your inbox, your LinkedIn box, your voicemail box, in your mail, any multitude of situations where the universe has your back and begins to reward you. And you start to see the signs in the journey. By the way, people show up, compliment you, and not only compliment you, you can virtually hear their compliments. A large percent of society is so unaccustomed to receiving a compliment that they don't hear it, oftentimes deflecting it or even undoing the compliment that they are receiving because of the anxiety they live in. Now, in the quantum field is an energetic space in the universe where all records are kept. There's two levels of consciousness, the Akashic Records, which is a record of every event that's ever been hosted, and then the quantum field is the storehouse of knowledge. Now, you can find multiple books, downloads, podcasts on these two topics, but I suggest you find and look up the Akashic, A-K-A-I-S-H, records. I have several books on this topic myself, and also there are many books on quantum consciousness. It means that you start to have a quantum leap, a sum greater than whole of parts, so that you live in a space where 2 plus 2 no longer equals 4, 2 plus 2 equals 16. A quantum leap, once again, is the sum, 2 plus 2, that would be the, or the sum would be 16, the parts would be 2 plus 2, that would typically equal 4, but in a quantum consciousness it equals 16. It means that you're able to, in your energy, you're able to transcend a level of energy that's much more conducive to fulfilling your dreams. Now, if you're someone who doesn't have dreams, or you've been seduced or conditioned to say dreams that you think other people are going to recognize you for, or you mouth a set of dreams that have no meaning because you're doing them because they're politically correct, and you have no clarity in it, then you will not be in quantum consciousness. You will still be in anxiety, people-pleasing people, because of your own guilt, shame, abandonment, and rejection issues. Now, when you start to become clear, possess clarity, live in clarity, and you can separate feelings from events, then you can articulate your words in a completely different communication style that becomes persuasive and attractive. It's these persuasive skills that allow you to ask the questions in a sequence as you are attentively listening to what's meant, not said. When you live in that kind of intuitive state, then there's no separation between you and the outcome. And as you start to live in that state, this is when your phone rings, your inbox gets filled up, someone contacts you, you start to attract people who easily and effortlessly purchase products from you, join your team, offer you a position, offer you an opportunity that's going to be favorable. And when you live in this kind of state, then there's very little to no separation between you and the outcome. In 6 degrees of separation, you can shorten the distance and you can shorten the time in the quantum field. Now, that becomes a no state, not N-O, but a K-N-O-W. When you live in a no state, you will also attract your reality. Many other enlightened success seekers and people of influence and affluence are also living in the no. And you will be able to see behind the veil of the governments of the world. You'll be able to see behind the news agencies that attempt to seduce you into believing what is news is really fake news. You'll be able to pull the veil off and have a deeper understanding and awareness of what's really going on in the universe and your universe. Then you won't tend to relapse as frequently into anxiety and worry about situations that haven't happened, because you not only know you are safe, you know you are chosen. You are chosen to lead. Your calling is calling you. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to the traumas, the events, and the situations that keep you overwhelmed, then you become one with. And it's in that one with enlightened state that you start to receive at a very high level of consciousness. Now, I was practicing these skills as a child, not even though I was practicing them. I was living them. I was very enlightened as a small boy. I had an affinity for the Sioux Indians, the Cheyenne Indians, the North American tribes, the wars and battles that happened between the 1840s and the 1880s. I had an affinity for the West. I had an affinity for multiple wars that happened. I had an affinity for the Knights Templars. I was a history student from 4 all through grade school. By the time I had graduated from the 8th grade, I'd already read hundreds, and I do mean hundreds of books. I was playing very complicated baseball games called Strat-O-Matic, and I was very, very ahead of my curve in many ways. Scholastically, I was not a 4-point student. I was in the mid-3s. But emotionally and quantumly, I was already well into the universe. I knew that one day I was going to live. Now, if you can identify with what I'm covering tonight, then there's a possibility that you're an indigo child, or perhaps now an indigo adult. And if you want to know what that is, you can Google that, indigo, just like the color. There are several books. There's a website called arerebookstore.com, and it has many of the writings and teachings of the great Edgar Cayce. And I started reading his books early in my career, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, all the Carlos Castaneda books I started reading as a late teenager, as I was experiencing the drug culture and I was starting to experience early quantum consciousness, being able to be in two places at one time, shape-shifting in any multitude of situations. Now, being in two places at one time doesn't sound as complicated as it is. It means you have such a clear vision and so much clarity that you're there before it happens. Now, when you live in that kind of enlightened state, when you're able to be there before it happens, it means that in your own meditative state in yoga or any healing modality or relaxed modality, you can silence your inner critic. You can let go of the events that shaped your low self-esteem. You can start to be good enough. You stop worrying. You stop putting so much energy into situations that haven't happened. You cry a lot less. You tend not to repress stuff, feelings with food, drugs, alcohol. Red wine does not become a way of life after 6 o'clock. And you're not rewarding yourself at the end of the evening because you've been such a good boy or good girl that you end up in the pantry or the cabinet, hiding the wrapper, sticking the bottom in the trash can, or sneaking them out so you don't get caught. It means you no longer live in an emotionally addicted state where you become a pathological liar to yourself and to others. As you begin to be and stay honest, rigorously honest, you're able to have a better understanding of cause and effect, why you do what you do, and you're also aware of why you don't do what you say you do. As you're able to let go of your critical behavior, your critical advisors, as you're no longer guilted into letting relatives and people come to your house and abuse or violate you, as you're able to let go of, well, their family or whoever they are, as you're able to separate your feelings and start to have healthy boundaries, and you're no longer validating, justifying, explaining yourself. And then when someone says, but don't you think, and you don't have to go into a long dissertation because you know it's a futile exercise in futility, and you no longer have to prove yourself right or prove yourself wrong, whatever it is you do that keeps you overwhelmed, because you, my friend, have transcended. You have moved into a higher level of consciousness, and it's this kind of consciousness that you begin to quantify. This is when you go from $1,000 a month to $10,000 a month financially. This is when you're out collecting money for a charity or some situations like this. There's no mythical, magical situations because by design, by divine law, by order, people begin to show up to foster the energy you now live in. And this will explain the phenomenon of why some people that I've coached, it also happened to me. This is how I went from $100,000 in liability credit card debt in one calendar year to having a $500,000 year the next year. It wasn't so much the money showed up, it was the people that I began to attract to foster the purpose of the life that I was beginning to live. And I was attracting other enlightened success seekers who were in alignment with my beliefs. Because when you start to believe and you let go of your disbelief and unbelief and you stop not believing, you will attract your reality. People who have the same sense of certainty that you do. And when you live more in a why, how, what, not how, what, why, and you let go of the how do I don't understand, how do I don't know, when you let go of how do I and you start to say why don't I, and you have a clear vision of your outcome and you begin to live an enlightened purpose, then the process of change becomes change. There is no process because you're constantly in a state of change. Changing is not inevitable. Changing is a choice. As you begin to change, then you can adapt and adjust easily and effortlessly without thought. It means you can sidestep the sabotage. It means you step around the drama. It means you don't engage with people who want to entangle you to be the counterforce to supply their force. And you no longer personalize situations that aren't personal. Rejection is no longer an issue. You don't feel regret for events that once diminished you or you felt shame over, because you've learned to live in the quantum field. And in that quantum field, answers come to you. And it's those answers that begin to come to you that you're able to easily and effortlessly let go of. And it's that let go process that you live in. As you live in this let go process, then you're no longer going to attract your reality the same situations that used to take you out of your flow, out of your game, and out of your element. Now, this is not a how do I equation. This is an I am commitment. As you commit to follow through and live this life, then you become not only a student, but you can become a producer. Now, to be a student, I mean, I suggest you read books by Dr. Joe Dispenza, Fred Allen Wolf, David Hawkins, Greg Braden, Dr. John DeMartini, John Assaraf, and a whole host of speakers that not only speak about enlightenment, but also understand the brain. And as you start to understand the brain, you'll be able to rewire your brain so you're not the mind-body connection to the emotions that create addictions, relapses, sabotage, and overwhelmed feelings. As you begin to organize your thoughts, you'll organize your life. As you learn to focus on the details, you won't be as overwhelmed. As you start to be much more consciously aware of your word choices, you'll begin to attract your reality to people and situations that will foster the clarity in the communication style that you communicate with yourself and you communicate with your others. I was coaching someone earlier today, and I was pointing out to them, and I was not being critical, I was sharing insight with them, and I was sharing the insight that their word choices were leading to the outcome. When you have word choices, when you talk about how hard something's going to be, how difficult it's going to be, how hard it is to let go of something, how you don't understand, how you don't know, how you're not sure, and you keep using guess in sentences that keep you overwhelmed, and you say kinda, sorta, well, you have no clarity. But when you become clear in your communication style, you shorten the distance between you and the outcome, you and the result. And it's in this relaxed, released body that you begin to live in, and your communication style isn't as long and drawn out because you have clarity, and you can ask for what you deserve, you can ask for what you seek, you can ask for what you know in 5 to 15 words that end with a question mark. You also will not let other narcissistic, passive-aggressive perpetrators put you in a position to be the counterforce to their force, because you will be so consciously aware of what's happening that you can practically finish many people's sentences. As you let go of the mind-body connection and the events, see, it's the events that create your identity. But if you continue to live in denial, stay in an overwhelmed state, it hinders who and what you attract. Now, if you are building a leverage business, an insurance business, an internet business, a mortgage business, a network marketing business, a direct sales business, you have a coaching business, or you're creating intellectual property, then there's a high probability that you're in the process of creating leverage. Now, it's leverage that allows you to have time on your side. The 86,400 seconds, the 1,440 minutes, the 1 day, 1 hour, 1 week, 1 month, 1 quarter, 1 year, the 365 days. As you begin to monitor and measure the value of your effort commensurate with time, then you no longer try to manage time because it's a misnomer. You understand how to create value in time, service in time, so you can be compensated what the free market will bear. And it's in those rules of engagement that you begin to quantify your consciousness, which quantifies your result. It would be this simple. In simple layman's terms, it means you get it. Not only do you get it, you live it. Not only are you living it, but you're being it. And it's that state that you can only explain who you are and who you're being with some other enlightened soul that's having human experience. And it's in that kind of consciousness that you will be able to look around at the rest of society. You don't look down on them, you look at them. And you have a better understanding of why they do what they do. You understand their predictability. You understand the fortune's not in the follow-up. The fortune is in the value and service that you bring to the free market. That's the fortune. The fortune is when you start to have a dialogue with money that's conducive to attracting people who see your value as you see their value, and you can create more win-win situations. The fortune is in being able to read a situation for what it is, being able to adapt and adjust easily and effortlessly, and not getting entangled in other people's drama and chaos. Quantum consciousness means that not only do you get it, you live it. It means that you are living the life that you're either going to live or you're living it now, and you constantly are in a state of evolution, transforming your feelings. And it's this kind of situation that many people will notice your changes. As they notice your word choices change, your writing style, your communication style, you're much more relaxed, then people want to partner with you because you have become attractive. Not so much in the physical world, but in the emotional, spiritual world, your attractor factor has crossed a bridge. And it's in this type of quantum consciousness that you're not self-critical, you don't keep redoing your website, you don't stay in an overwhelmed state. You're able to push the send button from a paragraph you write called a post, and you don't have a story about an outcome that hasn't happened. And you're able to let go, and there is no loss in when you let go, because you cannot lose what you do not have. When you focus on loss and you focus on scarcity and you focus on poverty, you attract your reality, the people and situations, to fulfill your words and fill your feelings. Now, the same type of situation happens as you begin to magnetize your reality through the undertow of what you're in the process of creating. And when your word choices are empowering, when your word choices have clarity, when they're clear, when they're persuasive, when you're able to deliver and write and speak content that delivers value to people, then they find you interesting. And it's that interesting factor that creates your cult, your culture, your following, your tribe, your organization, your database, your email list, your LinkedIn list, your Facebook, and any other type of social media where people start to collect around your energy because of the person you are becoming. And it's in this quantum consciousness, there's a field of it. And when you start to live in that field is a no state. And you can feel it once you've practiced it. So in quantum consciousness, you also learn how to quantum heal. So instead of running into the medical community, you're able to look at the mind-body connection to the ailment, the dis-ease, or the feelings that you have, so you have a better understanding of how you or another situation outside of you created the situation that's within you, so that you don't panic, you don't get overwhelmed, you don't medicate yourself, you don't intoxicate yourself neurochemically by going into anxiety. You're able to easily and effortlessly have a better understanding of universal law, truth, and consciousness. Now, on command, in this kind of energy, you're able to create synchronicity, meaning when you get in the car and either your limo driver or you drive yourself and you drive to the restaurant, you know the parking space is there before you get there because you've already created your outcome through your expectations. When you go to the restaurant, the booth that you didn't ask for appears for you because you know you deserve it. It was reserved for you. And you don't do this out of any arrogance, any pretenses. You do it from a no state. When you know that you know that you know, then you will stop doubting what you think you don't know. And it's in that no state, that K-N-O-W, that you will not be denied. And it's in that very relaxed emotional body that you live in that you're not overwhelmed and you don't worry. And you don't let your relatives or people that come visit, or you don't even let them visit anymore because you understand it's a futile waste of energy. You're able to easily and effortlessly neutralize the passive-aggressive perpetrators who put you in a position to validate, justify, and explain yourself. And in quantum consciousness, there is no guilt because there's no room for guilt and shame. There is no room for anxiety. And that means that in that state, you become an enlightened being. Now, this isn't airy-fairy content. This is fact. I mean, this is right down the middle of the plate. I mean, it's a 90-mile-an-hour fastball that you can hit in slow motion because of how relaxed and the reflexes that you have developed. It's a term called equanimity, where there's no separation between you and the outcome. And you don't live in fear and anxiety about what if and what might, because it's a waste of energy. And you don't intoxicate yourself being toxic any longer. And you don't let other non-success seekers rob you of your energy. And you stop worrying about what friends and family are going to think. Most of them are so overwhelmed and so unorganized and so undisciplined that the probability of them even paying attention to you is about slim and none, meaning slim rode out and none's about to mount up. But when you give energy to the very situation you seek to avoid, you begin to magnetize your reality, that very situation you seek to avoid, to fulfill your low self-esteem, your low energetic vibration, and your anxiety. And as you begin to understand more about cause and effect, the anxiety you live in is an effect. When you have anxiety about being rejected, you're already magnetizing to your reality the situation to fulfill that anxiety. When you understand that people don't reject you, that a large percent of the population prejudges a situation before it happens, and then they give you a mixed message by telling you, this sounds good, but. And when you also understand people will protect other people in their family, my mother has a heart of gold, but. He's a really good person, but. I mean, when you hear that, it's like people protect people by leading with the situation before they state a fact to seduce themselves into believing what has happened hasn't really happened. And then they continue to keep these people in their circle of influence. They keep them hanging around to fulfill their low self-esteem. Now get clear on where it is you want to live, who you want to be, where you want to travel to, the lifestyle you want to live, and you ought to be able to do this without guilt and anxiety. But if you get overwhelmed before you start, now you've taken yourself out of the game, you're no longer consciously aware, your energies drop back down into anxiety, and that's why many people live in doubt, because they can bounce between anxiety and awareness. And that's why that'll explain the phenomenon of why many people will be able to achieve a few thousand dollars in a month in a business, but they go bounce back and forth. They bounce out of qualification. They don't typically follow through in the events, and it's their inconsistent mood swings, their inconsistent behaviors, their tendency to relapse back into a set of familiar feelings that keeps them sabotaging themselves over and over. Now, those are the effects. Those are not the causes. The causes are the events. But as you start to let go of the events that shape these feelings, and you start to improve your habits, it's improved production habits that creates the compounded effect. It's the compounded effect that creates the quantum results. Now, this cannot happen with all the components being in place. And this is why someone says, I want to make $100,000 in 2017. Then I ask them, how much money did you achieve in January, February, March? And then I get the sound. It means they checked out. It means, and I already know what it means. It means that they haven't been diligent. They're not disciplined. They're not putting the devoted energy in a dedicated block of time to honing their craft and skills that will allow them to be in quantum consciousness. Quantum consciousness comes from a relaxed state. It's not an overwhelmed state. Quantum consciousness comes from developed reflexes doing the same thing over and over in the 10,000-hour habit. It's that 10,000-hour habit that allows you to relax into your body. It creates a state of being that you're comfortable with who you are and what you're becoming. You're able to easily and effortlessly neutralize your own emotions so that you don't have many wall-kicking moments. You don't relapse back into a set of feelings frequently. It's occasionally. And the duration and the length of your relapse is shortened by the person you're becoming. Your awareness separates you from being in doubt and anxiety to being connected to enlightenment. And it's that heightened awareness is allowing you to live in the no state. Now, as you begin to live frequently in a no state, in a very, very relaxed aware consciousness, you'll begin to access the quantum field more frequently. It's like the content and the knowledge begins to come to you easily and effortlessly. What you didn't used to know, now you know without having to explain how you know. And it's not only a phenomenon, it's a reality. As you begin to live in that state, you can access a whole different level of content. It allows you to sit down and write on command. It allows you to not have writer's block. This type of energy allows you to write posts. It allows you to write blogs. It allows you to write letters. And then your self-talk doesn't talk yourself out of your brilliance. Unfortunately, most of society lives in a contradiction. They're brilliant while being in anxiety, and it's that kind of contradiction that keeps them in doubt. They're about to attract a great partner, but their anxiety about I'm not good enough contradicts their struggle. And that's why many people sabotage themselves. Now, if you have been a one-woman or a one-man saboteur, perhaps you should take a good look at the cause that creates the effect and ask yourself what the payoff is. An addict hates to address the payoff. The addict does not like to be honest. The addict likes to stay in an overwhelmed state of denial. And this is why so many addicts will say, I don't know, I'm not sure, I don't know why I do this. But as the more clear you become, the clarity that you live in, you'll start to attract people and situations that will begin to show up. And you can only explain this phenomenon to someone who's living it or has lived it. And they will say, yes, I understand. I know exactly what is happening to you, meaning that there's less separation between you and your dreams. There's less separation between you and the outcome. Now, in a network marketing or a direct sales business, it's more common than traditional businesses for people to have these quantum leaps because of the nature of the pay plan, the nature of the content that's disseminated throughout the network marketing and direct sales industry, the books, the speakers, the writers, the authors, the content that's available through your fingertips, provided you are willing to access it. But you would also have to get beyond this term knowledge. Now, even though no comes from knowledge, many people live in knowledge, but they don't ever really know. It means they educate themselves and they become knowledgeable, but they don't take the knowledge to practical application, and most importantly, to the integration stage. Integration is what creates not only a compounded effect, but integration is what creates auto-suggestion. Now, auto-suggestion means that you become so relaxed in a modality, so relaxed in a vocation, that the reflexes become autonomic, automatic. Now, you can't master these type of skills, specifically when your emotions are in anxiety. When you're in anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings that lead to disappointment, your reflexes won't be conducive to being able to respond quickly. Your reflexes will put you in a state of reaction. That's why your word choices will fulfill your feelings of overwhelm. This is why so many people say guess mid-sentence. Their communication style is kinda sorta. They have challenges making commitment and decisions. These are the kind of people who say, I will get back with you. They can't decide emotionally. They have to decide logically. They tend to rely on their analytical, egoic mind, their left brain. And that keeps them from ever being in the quantum field because they continue to seek knowledge rather than truth. When you live in truth, then you know. When you know, then you're not trying to be knowledgeable because you access the knowledge. But many people try and get the knowledge rather than being the knowledge. This is why so many people become junkies of personal development and self-improvement. Now, I have in the thousands of books at my access, I haven't read them all. They don't collect dust. They're in my shelf. When I want them, I'm able to access them for the content. Then I take the content into a result. I'll take one of my books and I'll look at the table of contents for an idea. I'll open the book to wherever the spine falls, and I know that that's intuitively where I'm supposed to be. And it's in that very be state that I know that that's the answer. And when you're the answer, then you don't have to seek it from someone else because you know. And in that no state, then you cease doubting what you already know. Now, a lot of your brilliance got lost in your childhood because of the events that shaped your feelings. It happened when you had to step to the plate and become a grown-up at age 11, when you had to go down to the grocery store and buy a pack of Marlboros for your addicted parent, or you had to take care of a parent because they were an addict. Or if you grew up in financial strife and you babysit or you mowed lawns and you gave your money to your family, even though that was a noble effort, oftentimes that robbed you of your dialogue with money. Or if you ever had a parent who stole money from you or a family member who stole money from you, this can also affect your dialogue with money. And your dialogue with money is also going to be in alignment with your ability to receive and deserve. Now, if you're not comfortable with deserving or receiving, then that relegates you to giving. And if you're an addicted giver, then you'll attract addicted takers. Unfortunately, many addicted givers, their identity is on giving. Now, even though giving is great to be able to serve, deserve is a component of serving, but if you're an addicted server or an addicted giver, and that's your identity, unfortunately, you tend to attract addicted takers. And that's what keeps you in an anxious state wondering why you don't get what you seek, why you don't understand why you do what you do, and then you keep telling yourself you don't know why you do this, and then you keep tiptoeing quietly and quietly toward your grave, and you'll die of the greatest pain, the pain of regret. Now, if you don't want to live that situation, then it's important that you understand cause and effect, why you do what you do, why your team does what they do, instead of saying, I don't understand these people. I don't understand why they drop off the product. I don't understand why they don't get it. I don't understand why more people don't join my team, my business, my company. It's your responsibility to understand it, because people is your business. And your prospects are predictable. Your teammates are predictable. And the more you understand in the quantum field why people do what they do, then you'll stop being and staying disappointed. And it's not a numbers game of life. There is a Fibonacci theory, and there is a law of numbers, and you begin to respect the law of numbers, specifically in a rule called 80-20 or Pareto principle, then you pay more attention to the algorithm and the effects of why people do what they do. Then you start to play a game called odds rather than chance. Now, unfortunately, the gambling world is very, very skilled at attracting people who are unskilled into their parlors and into their houses of chance. And if you try to gamble by living the game of chance, you lost before you start. Now, as you begin to start to understand the odds and the numbers, and you start to understand the inner game of gambling or the inner game of business, then you start to enhance the chances and the realities and the law of averages of you having a favorable result more often. But you have to be willing to play that game. You have to be willing to practice the repetition and experience. You have to develop the reflexes. You have to be able to ask what people mean. You have to be able to ask the questions in a sequence. You have to be able to learn how to ask questions effectively. You let go of talking. And you also have a better understanding of why people do what they do, so you don't seem or feel so dumbfounded or surprised or overwhelmed when people quit. People quit because they're not committed. And it's your responsibility in consciousness to understand that. But if you keep telling yourself you don't get it, you don't understand it, you also have to take yourself out of the equation. When you think someone would be really good about this, you've already created an attachment before they started. When you feel that someone absolutely needs your product, then you're attached before you start. It allows you, you can't be objective in that kind of attached state. It's the same situation in recovery. If you don't have an understanding of why you do what you do, relapses are imminent. If you're white-knuckling addiction and you're not really seeking the culture or the content that you can put into application, you're trying to wing it on your own, then there's a high probability that you will relapse. When you are a poser and you try and pose like you're successful, people can read right through your energy. And they can tell quickly by how angry you are and how you try and control people. And they can tell how controlling you are by being in control of your control. And people who live in the quantum field can see right through it. When you check out and laugh when nothing's funny, the people who don't laugh don't want to do business with you because they can't take you seriously. And many people don't even understand how much they laugh. Laughter from joy is liberating. Laughter from anxiety is intoxicating. And it's that intoxicated laugh that keeps you in an overwhelmed fight or flight state, secreting a neurochemical called cortisol that keeps you checked out, not emotionally available, and not really taking seriously your own dreams. And this is why so many people have challenges dreaming, because they don't believe them. Somewhere between 10, 14, 18, 22, 26, and 30, a large percent of society forgets to dream. So when you ask teammates or people in life what their dreams are, they typically respond or react by going, dreams? Well, you know by the way they said that they do not have any. And it's when you start to become very skilled at qualifying people for your time, your products, your benefits, and your features. And it's that place that you start to live in a place called the zone. The zone and quantum consciousness are the connection. This becomes the hand-free zone, where easily and effortlessly, you're able to post up and drop a 22-footer in a small cylinder. Now, this is a very interesting zone that I just witnessed myself. I'm a graduate of Northwest Missouri State University. It's a fine institution in Maryville, Missouri, population about 20,000, 2 hours north of Kansas City, Missouri, and about an hour and 15 minutes below Omaha, Nebraska. A lot of the students are from out of state because the tuition was at that time affordable. I graduated in 1979. My football team that I was following as a senior in college was 0-11. Now today, that college is a powerhouse in Division II, winning 5 NCAA Division II titles in the last 8 years. Now, they accomplished a feat that only 2 other colleges have ever accomplished in the history of college sports. My college won the NCAA Division II, NCAA Division II basketball championship last Saturday, going 35-1, and they won the NCAA Division II football title in December, going undefeated. So collectively, those two sports teams were like 50-1. I mean, or 48-1. Now, how does that happen? Well, that's the quantum field. I mean, that's what that means. That is the zone. That small state university has created cultures in 2 individual sports that they have become the best, at least in that calendar year. They have one of the best recruiters in the nation in each of those sports. They're very skilled. They create camaraderie, teamwork. That's the very situation that you seek to create in your enterprise, a championship team, a winning attitude, a culture that fosters improvement, a culture that fosters greatness. And it's in that very situation you have to be the light that shines in the dark. You have to light the match so that evil goes away. You have to be able to walk to the light. You have to be able to be in that zone. You have to be able to face your own anxieties. You have to not be intimidated by other people's stories. You have to let go of your intimidation about other people's titles and job titles and their education and other situations. And you have to understand that you are good enough. But until you are enough, you will continue to parlay your feelings of not being good enough, attracting to your reality the people and situations that keep you overwhelmed and emotionally intoxicated to a set of feelings that doesn't, you're not in the zone, you're out of the zone. And it's that hands-free zone where your hands or fingers are on the wheel at 10-2. It's where you can drive a car with your wrist. I mean, it's where you can ride a bicycle or ride a unicycle with no hands. It's the hands-free zone. It means you're in balance, you're in integrity, you're genuine, you're authentic. All these words are synonymous with one with. And it's in that one with, realized, actualized, conscious state that you're no longer overwhelmed. And if you're overwhelmed, you're going to be unorganized. If you're unorganized, you've created a very high tolerance to being overwhelmed. It's that overwhelmed, unorganized, undisciplined state that many people look at, and then it's so big that they can't start. Same situation happens with debt. Now, for me today, I wrote a check for $6,859.12, which was the last payment on the real estate that I own. I am officially free of all debt, meaning that I am no longer a debtor. I'm free of debt. And now, this was a process over a number of years. I had a systematic approach to being able to create that. Now, this is after tax money that I set aside to be free of debt. I didn't look at it as, so big. I also overcame a loss of a property that I can see across the street right now. I lost $600,000 on that property. I didn't give it back to the bank. I did the good old-fashioned situation. I paid it down with my for-profit dollars to where I could fire sale it and start it over. That was 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 2011. And that house was upside down for 3 years. Now, once again, you have to have a system and a plan to do that. Now, quantumly, when you start to understand that, when you have a big task ahead of you, you have to rely on your energy, your wit, your know-how. your ability to create a solution in a problem. But you can't overwhelm yourself with the problem. You have to be able to rely on your intuition, your integrity. These are the situations, and you let go of your anxieties. This is when the situation begins to quantify. There's an undertow. There's a centrifugal force that begins to happen because you've let go of the control. And when you let go of that control, then situation begins to happen. First thing I did was I paid my house off several years ago. I then borrowed money off my house to pay off my commercial property, which was at 8%. I sat down and had a plan and wrote it out on exactly how many months and what I required to create individually for after-tax dollars at the end of the month to achieve my objective. I set down a clearly defined goal that by April 1st, 2017, I would be free of all debt. Now, I did that 3 years ago on my last debt. I borrowed $275,000 and was able to pay it off in less than 2.5 years. You could do the same situation if you would have clearly defined short-term goals, if you would live in clarity, if you would live in consciousness, if you would commit to an outcome. But if you make a situation bigger than it is, then you're overwhelmed. When you're overwhelmed, you're undisciplined. When you're undisciplined, you're not clear. When you're not clear, your communication style is a communication style that's overwhelmed and creates drama and chaos. You attract people and situations to fulfill your low self-esteem, and then you wonder why no success seekers show up in your team. And you wonder why you continue to attract people who drop off, aren't committed, and you spend too much time and energy looking at the people who fail rather than seeking the people who are success-minded. When you start to no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your anxiety, then you will begin to live in a place called the zone. The zone is where you're consciously unconscious about your unconsciousness, and it's a state of auto-suggestion. So when someone says to you, I'd really like to do this, but I have to run it by my husband, you're able to say, can you close your husband? When someone says to you, I'd really like to do this, but I don't have the money, you're able to say, do you see the value? When someone says to you, how much money have you made, you're able to have a good comeback and be able to turn that situation around so you can move on into the next question. When you're able to let go of your anxieties about situations that haven't happened, you're living in a state of consciousness, highly aware and in tune with your feelings and your emotions. And we are all emotional beings, but when you don't let your emotions run your brain, then your brain and body become one, and then you are one with. This is what changes your attractor factor. Number one, committing to understand energy. Number two, reading the books, understanding how energy is created, being able to sit and meditate, being able to levitate, being able to let go, being able to be grounded, yoga principles, breathing principles, chanting, a whole multitude of techniques that allow you to be in your body. When you're able to be in that state, now your energy changes. You can attract easily and effortlessly the one or two enlightened success seekers that you require to build businesses with. It becomes a win-win proposition. People begin to show up because you have value. You're not invaluable, and you don't diminish your value. You are the value. When you're able to be that person, you're able to easily and effortlessly and intuitively hear what's meant, not said. You're able to let people go quickly and effectively because you can tell they don't qualify for what you're doing. You don't spend time chasing and stalking people, begging people, hoping that one day that they join your team. You're not disappointed when people don't see what you see. And you have a much better understanding of cause and effect, why people do what they do, and their predictability. It's in this prosperity consciousness that you start to be prosperous and you start to practice reciprocity. And you change the brainwave to stay present. As you're more present, you're living in an alpha-delta brainwave state, no longer in an overwhelmed, emotionally intoxicated state that attracts to reality the people that foster your anxiety. As you begin to have a much more better understanding of cause and effect, why people do what they do, is you don't get seduced by people who are passive-aggressive, You're no longer validating, justifying, explaining yourself. You're able to easily neutralize people by asking them a question. You're able to deflect the energy so you're not overwhelmed. This way you're not tired when you go to bed, and you're not tired when you get up. So when I tell people I coach 13 hours a day, most of society will go, oh, my God, I bet that's really difficult. I bet you're really tired. I mean, this doesn't even merit an explanation because they wouldn't grasp it. They wouldn't receive it. They wouldn't understand it. They don't understand that some people, energy improves by their production and their relaxation. This explains why many people can devote great amounts of time to the 10,000-hour habit without exhausting themselves because they live in inspired quantum consciousness. It's in that type of consciousness, that awareness, that you'll attract the other people who will pay the price. There are a few people who will see what you see. There are a few people who will believe what you believe. There are a few people who start with why, how, what. They don't how, what, why. There are a few people who ask themselves, why do I do this, not how do I do it. There are a few people who can easily and effortlessly sidestep, step away, let go of drama and chaos. As you begin to neutralize the people who used to suck the life out of you, the emotional, spiritual vampires, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the anxiety that kept you tired, overwhelmed, low energy with adrenal fatigue. When you stop trying and you start being, your energy changes. When you stop whining and you start winning, your energy changes. When you start to go from being a loser to a chooser, your energy changes. When you start to be that light, that person that people are seeking, people begin to show up easily and effortlessly. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Next week, the Golden Mastermind Seminars Internet Marketing Team will be putting together a product of value that I will be releasing next Saturday. It will be an absolutely great offer. We'll have more details throughout the early part of next week, and it will be a live broadcast available to you next Saturday. I will be doing the filming and the content of this in the forthcoming week. It will be an absolute great insight in some of the content that I've been working on for some of my new books on quantum physics, on how to let easily and effortlessly let go of emotional addictions that keep you overwhelmed, unorganized, undisciplined, and being the person who continues to live in low self-esteem. If you're seeking a personal attention, you can contact me on Facebook in my inbox. You can send me a message with your phone number and the reason you seek to hire me to be your coach. So if you're seeking a free 15-minute coaching call, you can go directly to Jeffrey Combs on Facebook. Send me a message with your phone number. I will contact you immediately. Next week, Ron Mueller. This Saturday, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee. April 15th, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Alexis Romano, and myself in the Meadowlands, New Jersey. That will be a standing room only, sold out event. There are presently tickets for both general admission and there are a few left for the upfront seatings. Thank you very much, everyone. This call has been officially recorded. Have a great evening and good night.